Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Show on a Wednesday, Fesco, Mac, and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. If you know, you know.
Anthony here too?
I don't know. Like, I've just been like captivated by this Roman Anthony stuff.
I am with you, man.
Top prospect in baseball, gets his first hit last night. Family steals the show.
Oh my God, they're awesome. His sister is a medical student. She's going to be a doctor.
That's nice.
She is going to go far in life, I can promise you that.
Is her name Anthony?
It is not, but his dad is.
His grandpa's Anthony. And his name is?
Anthony.
Okay.
They're all Anthony. And that is not a joke. I thought that was a joke this morning when I came in and somebody's like, oh, Roman Anthony, who's with the Red Sox right yeah. now, his dad is named Anthony. And I'm like, that can't be the case. No, sure it is. The guy's name is Anthony, and his son is named Anthony Jr. And I do believe the grandpa is Anthony.
Oh, no way.
Dude.
What?
Yeah.
Now, that's awesome.
Go to Twitter.
Oh, I saw his sister.
And go to @GoblinTown. That's what it's called. And look at the photo of Roman Anthony. Like, you know that when the waitress walked down there all at the same time, every single one of them said, how you doing? Like, every single one, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It's not as good as Tommy DeVito's family because they got the agent with the fedora, but it's pretty damn close.
It's right there.
These guys are sitting at table one at Jasper's.
No doubt. Yeah.
These people definitely call marinara gravy.
Gravy. It's Sunday gravy for them.
Their olives still have seeds in them.
Oh.
That is some rich Italian blood right there, man.
The only negative thing about this is they're all Buffalo Bills fans, and so they could all go kick rocks and whatnot.
Fine.
Yeah, so they could all go kick rocks on that one. But no, his sister stole the show last night. Whew. His mother erupting in tears when he had that base hit last night. It's pretty cool. I love the first stuff in Major League Baseball. It's always so much fun to see the reaction from the family and whatnot. But I mean, and Dusty summed it up perfectly. He's like, there's two women here, and they are surrounded by every male in the family.
Dude, you're not dating Roman Anthony's sister, Mac. Good thing you're engaged.
Taken.
Dusty, you ain't dating her either.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
I'm here to take Natalia out. Take two steps that way.
Yeah.
Take a left. There'll be a guy to pick you up. He's going to take you back where you came from. You got it, capiche?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Don't call me sir. You call me daddy.
Yeah.
Yes, dad. Daddy. Bye.
I mean, it's so good.
I remember you before. So you get out of here.
Who is it? Goblin, you said on Twitter?
Yes. Goblin Town.
Just @GoblinTown. Okay.
And then his Twitter was just Gob. And then _Agul. No, I'm kidding.
But that was the show in baseball last night. I'll tell you that right now.
No. The show in baseball was.
Aaron Judge is on a pace this year, folks. Ready? For 58 homers and a .396 batting average.
Matt, he's going to go deep right here. The way he took that pitch right there, I mean, this is going to be loud when he decides to swing.
Two balls and no strikes. Oh, you called it, dude.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh. That was on top of their wall.
That ball was nuked.
So not only did this guy call that, that was your and I's reaction as we sat right next to each other when he hit it. It was almost like when DeAndre Hopkins dropped the pass in the Super Bowl, closed the notebook, and just sit back and enjoy the rest of this.
Oh, one. Yeah, that thing was over. It hit it the of.
On the fly. Like, I've never been knocked out in my life. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would line up for that. But, like, that was when that ball went. That was Noah Kamen from St. Joe.
It,
like you see something like that, it man, that's foreshadowing for the night. That ball was 469 and 117.9 off the bat.
And if the of wasn't in the way, that thing may have traveled out of the ballpark because that thing was hit as hard as I've ever seen a ball in person hit before. And I've been to a lot of baseball games in my career, and seeing that ball, I've never seen anything like that before. It was the third longest home run in Kauffman Stadium history. The Mike Trout home run, I think, was number one, and there was another guy that hit a home run. I'm drawing a blank right now. I saw it last night, who hit one a little bit further.
In the same area as Trumbo's All-Star game home run derby.
Yeah, exactly. Pujols used to put some up there against the Hall of Fame, but I've never seen one hit the of in Hall of Fame
on
like it did on the fly last night. It was a remarkable home run, but like last night at the ballpark, like nothing was off to a good start. The traffic was brutal. It took us well over an hour to get to the game, right? It was awful.
Yeah, dude.
You leave the house at 5:15 for a 6:40 game and you barely make it.
Even Alex is like, damn, Bob really gets, he cuts it close. I'm like, yeah, I figured he'd be here by now.
No.
You know, national anthem, not there.
Right.
Coming up in the first pitch, till I hear they get down there. I mean, the traffic.
It was brutal. I mean, and the thing was, there was no construction. There were no accidents. It was just people yesterday.
Damn.
Rush hour coinciding with 30,000 going out to the ballpark. But, I mean, it was a brutal mess. We left at 5:15. The original trip thing on the Google Maps said 5:59 arrival.
No, you got there like at 6:35.
Correct.
Yeah.
And as we sat, it just kept getting longer. And longer and longer and longer, and nobody's moving, and longer and longer and longer. Like, I have not seen. So I knew right from the get go, I'm like, if I could turn around, I'm going to get back home. This is ridiculous.
Did you drive or did she drive?
No, I was driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always better when you're in traffic when you're not driving.
Oh, see, I disagree.
Oh.
Yeah. I like to be kind of in control. And
okay.
But my wife is always like, switch lights, switch lights, switch lights, switch lights. They went from Pollock to Codd. Switch lights, switch lights, switch
lights.
She's
like the dog going out for the ride.
Yeah, right. I'm like,
step, step, step. We're not
switching lanes. The only time I did is because I was behind a truck that was dropping pebbles and stuff, and I didn't want to get hit with that, so I moved over. But that should have been the omen for the game. And then it finishes with Q on the mound last night. I don't know who the hell that guy was that came in late that looked like Mac Quatrero pitching. I mean, it was like somebody's dad they rolled out there. But yeah, it was one of those games. And I looked at Vern's text line, a little overreaction in my opinion. But I think last night for me was one of those games where you had the opportunity to make a first impression on a lot of people. And it just wasn't a great first impression last night at all. It just was not a great first impression for a lot of folks last night. But that's the beauty of baseball. You lose one, you get back at it today. It doesn't matter how many you lose by. It's 0-0 when you take the field today, and you got another opportunity. Just don't give up a home run to Aaron Judge that's still traveling to Omaha at this point in time.
Bobby Witt Jr. is best baseball player in the world. Watch this guy.
Yeah.
Nice seat, punk.
Yeah, geek. Who was the guy that called it, though, on TBS? Who was that?
Oh, gosh.
Because that, I mean, I know David Cone was doing the game last night. Or Mack will tell us it was, you know, that was Harry Carey or something that you looked at, right? He's calling the game. Because yesterday he was convinced Bob Costas was on the call.
Yonder Alonso.
Mm. I mean, that was such a great call by Yonder Alonso. What are the lottery numbers, Yonder?
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think what you say it was. You said it. You got kicked in the nuts basically last night.
I think it was a chance to make a first impression for a lot of fans last night. Right,
okay.
There were 30,000 fans at the ballpark. A lot of people have been hearing about the team.
What type of first impression?
I think a lot of fans went to the ballpark for the first time last night, and you lost 10-2, and they went, "This team stinks."
Okay. I would say that the season starts officially now. Like, now your season, if you want, like, I think you're still a game and a half out of the playoffs in the wild card. You're not winning your division, okay? Like, if you think you're winning the division, stop. Stop looking at that standing. Stop looking at the nine and thinking that that's what your playoff chances are, because that's not what they are, okay? Let's call it what it is. This is a up and down roller coaster wild card type of playoff team. Mm-hmm.
As of now. Now, yes. If they go out and get that bat that they desperately need,
right,
maybe that changes things.
And they are still that away. Okay, last night, not good, right? Two bad pitches. Austin Wells, who just continues to just destroy the Royals. Mm-hmm. He hits a 3-run homer to make it 5-0 or 5-1.
5-1 at that point.
Yeah. Aaron Judge hits one all the way to the FCA building if he could have.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that's what it is. Also, to take a positive and not just be negative, that was Max Fried on the mound.
Yeah, he was
and
really good.
And you gave Max Fried a 5-1 lead, okay? I'm sorry.
Once you gave him a 2-0 lead, yeah, it was pretty much over at that point in time.
That is a top 3 pitcher in the American League. That is a top 7 pitcher in baseball.
I mean, he's been unbelievable. I remember when the Yankees signed him, the naysayers that were saying, oh, he's lost it, he's not going to be as good as he was in Atlanta, right? Like, yeah, there were people, honest to God, that didn't think that was a big signing for the Yankees, and Atlanta was able to get rid of him at that point in time. Oh, the Yankees overpaid, the Yankees overspent for Max Fried. Max Fried,
there's no such thing.
I mean, the guy's unbelievable. He is just an unbelievable pitcher.
9-1.
And he makes people, I mean, how many broken bats, Texas leaguers, bloopers, all that kind of stuff were in that game last night? I mean, you know, the first run of the game is a shattered bat by Cags roller to second base. I mean, everything was sawing guys off. I mean, that's how you know somebody's dominant, when you see shards of bats going everywhere last night. And other than who, was there any solid contact on the ball at all last night by Max Fried? I don't think so.
And the other thing, too, is that's their ace. Now you have Clark A. Schmidt and then some Will Warren guy that's got a 5-3 ERA. You get to throw out Bubich and Lugo. If you want to be a realistic Royals fan and you want to look at that and say that, you know, here's what I thought the series would be. If they're going to win 2 or 3, I like Wednesday and Thursday. Okay, that's fine. Was last night gruesome? Yes, it was. You got knocked the F out in the 3rd round.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's a 12-round fight. It was over in 3 rounds. Sometimes that happens. But here's the reality of it. All the BS, all the fun stuff, all that, it's over.
It's over now. Now it's all about winning ball games. Made his appearance. Cags thing is done.
Mahomes and him have seen each other. They made the eye contact.
Right. Carlton danced last night. It was fantastic.
It's over. Now go. Now you got to go do it.
Is Carlton at the new dinner theater? Is that why he's in town? Or, like, that was just a random sighting of Carlton at the game last night.
He gives me new Norm vibes. The side character that had more of a career than any other side character that you know. That, like, Norm had a really long career outside of
Cheers. The guy was working until he passed away 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Carlton, side character, Fresh Prince.
But what else has he done besides, like, show up at ball games and dance to Carlton?
He's the host of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, that's right. He is America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah,
dude. So he's got that gig.
He does,
He's just hanging around.
Yeah, he really is. But why was he at the game? Like, is there some sort of Kansas City connection or a reason why? Or did he just want to come and watch? Because he was wearing a Yankee jersey last night, you know, with his kid.
Judge one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who else are you going to wear? I mean, you can roll out there in a Wells jersey or, you know.
Freed.
Maybe a DJ LeMahieu jersey. You thought he was retired 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
And the lady next to me decided to tell me he's 36.
Yeah, she did all right. She was putting a dollop of ketchup on every fry bite.
Every fry.
Every single one individually with ketchup.
Everyone.
Wow.
I mean,
medication.
I mean,
got a chicken wrap in the top of the first, didn't even touch it till the fifth.
I was going to say, she didn't even eat that thing next to Dusty last night. I was like, this chicken wrap is still wrapped. I had the BLT. It was delicious. Thank you very much. Nice. Delicious BLT. Mm-hmm. It's actually a BLTC. They had a slice of cheese on it. And then Alex Gold, who pre-ate and then ate at the game because it was dollar hot dog night. So he had 6 hot dogs. I've never seen anything like this. Oh, 2? Was it 2? Oh.
But they were coming down in troves, man.
I didn't realize it was dollar dog night. Like, everybody's ordering hot dogs. I'm like, why is everybody ordering, like, double hot dog? Oh, it's dollar dog night.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No chance.
So, yeah. Once Judge hit the home run, though, everybody's ordering dollar beer night. Would have been outstanding to get through the rest of that one. But we had some guy that looked like Q pitching at the end of the game. That Taylor Clark guy, is that what his name? Taylor Clark, who pitched for us yesterday, that got roughed up in the sixth inning or whatnot last night. He stunk.
Yeah.
He was pretty brutal. But I appreciate Q leaving him stay out there, though, honest to God. Mm-hmm. And you made this mess. You get the hell out of this mess. I love when managers do that. We're not wasting another arm because you went out here and pooped the bed, pal. Get your ass ready and get out of this mess. That guy only had to get one out, and I think the whole order batted mm-hmm. against him.
Yes.
High and tight to Jazz Chisholm is all we need tonight.
Oh, did you see his reaction?
Oh, yeah. If he tags like that again, I'm going to slap the blank out of him.
Well, we got some good jazz audio, some jazz audio that we're going to play for you.
Let the good times roll. Yeah, that guy sucks. Put one in tight on him.
I hope tonight there's a brawl. There may be a brawl tonight, and that may be just what this team needs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Q, nice to join the show. You think you'll throw one up and in on Jazz Chisholm in the bottom of the top of the second?
You know, Binkley would.
Oh, let's get to that at 6:45.
Yeah, I can't. Binkley's like champing at the bit to get in here and talk about Jazz Chisholm and putting one in his ear hole.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.